Glendale officials are debating what to do with money earmarked for transportation, including light rail, after the city council voted not to move forward with light rail. The money comes from a voter-approved sales tax. With me to talk about what comes next is Perry Vandell, Glendale and Surprise community reporter for the Arizona Republic. And Perry, so basically the city has this money. It's trying to figure out whether it's going to use it on transportation, and if so, what kind?
Yeah. So it kind of all started when Glendale voted in December to walk away from a downtown light rail station. That vote went 5-2. And so you had them walking away from essentially a 7-mile route. And so now they have they're coming up with a draft transportation plan, a new one for the next 25 years up to 2042. The important thing to keep in mind is that the $162 million that they're talking about, that's not in Glendale's bank right now. They've saved so far about $42 million. The rest of the money comes from bonds that they would have taken out to pay for it, as well as operational costs.
And is this money that was earmarked specifically for light rail or just transportation in general?
So the $42 million was saved specifically for light rail. The money comes from a half-cent sales tax, which voters approved in 2001, and that money had a bunch of different uses, one of which was light rail. And so this was money that sort of had been set aside, the $42 million had been set aside for light rail specifically, and now that Glendale is no longer pursuing a downtown light rail station, they are debating on what they want to spend the money on now.
So what are some of the options? Let's assume that they keep that money for some kind of transportation.
Sure. So Councilman Bart Turner, who is probably the strongest supporter of light rail, wants to reinvest the money into increasing bus service. Glendale cut a lot of the bus services that they had in 2012 as a cost-saving measure. And so you have a lot of routes that aren't as frequent as they were back then. You have fewer buses. You have limited service on the weekends. And so Turner essentially wants to reinvest that money and get those levels, those service levels back up to where they were in 2012. You have Councilwoman Joyce Clark, who was an opponent of light rail, but she actually proposed commuter rail, essentially using the rail that already exists on the US 60 Grand Avenue corridor. This has been something that a lot of West Valley leaders have talked about for probably decades.
Is there any discussion of not using that money for transportation at all?
There is. So Ray Malnar, Councilman Ray Malnar, suggested not using the money at all and essentially giving it back to the people. They would do this by reducing the half-cent sales tax that voters approved in 2001. He suggested doing this without voter approval. It's basically making the argument that, well, you can assume that voters are okay with a tax decrease and that the council can make the decision without going to the voters. This got a lot of pushback. Councilman Jamie Aldama especially said that it wasn't right to essentially not ask the voters or put it to a vote. And Mayor Jerry Wires, he also pushed back against this idea of reducing the sales tax, the half-cent transportation sales tax, just because of how turbulent the future of transportation is and where they might get their money from gasoline tax and things of that nature.
So Mayor Wires talking about, you know, gas taxes and how that revenue has been decreasing statewide over the years. That money goes to pay for things like roads and that sort of infrastructure. Any discussion of using this pot of money maybe to backfill some of that and improve roads and other sort of surface street, surface area kind of situations in Glendale?
Absolutely. So the transportation administrator came in and talked about what they plan on doing with the money as well, or suggestions really of how they might spend the money. And some of that involves street and highways.
So what happens next? When will we have a sense of what the city council decides to do with this money?
So the city council is going to reconvene with city staff, and they are going to meet probably roughly around April. And this will be after they talk with the Citizen Transportation Oversight Committee, which is a 11-member board made up of residents who are pretty well-versed in transportation issues. And they will come back with recommendations using the input that the council gave them in this recent meeting. And then it will likely go to a vote probably around June when they're already talking about budget discussions.
All right. Perry Vandell is the Glendale and Surprise Community Reporter for the Arizona Republic. Perry, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.